30 seconds.
Good game.
Good game. Good match.
Oh, yeah. Christ, they're getting started without me even noticing. Let's go from Critical Role through teams. This is WRM's map. It's Beggar's Run. Hades, Noah, Little Boots, Bandulu, Viper, Cold Lizard, Snipshot, I gotta hurry up, Enryu and Chano, Brosmelli, Arby, Riddick, Spig, Sawyer, Destin, Wongo, WRM on the Inferno Time, Stavin Papa, Shikali, Jamma, oh fuck it, Okinet, Mika, at least finish, Slayer, Troop M, Mori, Ducktator, Hades, Heidi, Brio, oh bollocks, they moved around, fuck, Black Dove, Heidi, Shikali, oh bugger, that'll do, close enough, I'm gonna record this map because I found the last one so funny. It looks like Noah's going to be the heavy on flag for Hades this time, rather than Baso. Heavier, my throat is fucking owning me. This is WRM's map, so you should see it being either rather close or WRM running away with it. I don't think that Hades will win this one. There's my confidence for you, there's my vote. This is, zoom out a second. We got, Ducktator doing light D. WRM Slayer heavy on flag. Troop M like D as well. Brio, Turret Monkey, all for WRM. Slick over the Hades bait. Enryon like D as well. I could be moving to light O. Wongo, the Turret Monkey. Oh, what's with him today? Noah, under some heavy use spam already. Let's see who that is. Who's doing that heavy use spam? I can see it coming in. I can't figure out who it is. Enryon ripping WRM Hades up already with the shock lance. The heavy O from WRM just reaching that Hades base. Two risks got taken out in that one heavy O run. Let's flick across to the WRM base. Nothing much happening here at all. Slayer holding up strong. The light O coming in with the Grinspan quickly taken out before anything really had time to take effect. Do I see some long range mortar spam? Where's that coming from? Because it's taken out that base turret WRM very efficiently. Very quickly. That was still up. He stopped two more shot. You may be accurate, but unless you can take it out, you're crap. I'm not sure who that was, but the WRM... Oh, the WRM flag stand. This mortar spam is incredible. That's like 500,000 odd metres away, roughly. It's Hades Little Boots, who clears the flag stand and allows the other team to grab. Jammers has grabbed and he's in the green. Nothing against him yet. He's cleared one hill. The light D emerge, some people cutting the midfield, cutting him up. He needs to pass this off. Ooh, Chano's missile taking him out. Have some of that. Hades Viper retrieving. The score's 1-0 to WRM. WRM Slayer still standing strong, even after that accurate mortar spam from Little Boots. Slayer, Troop M doing a nice little favour for Slayer and dropping him a health kit. But he's left the flag clear because he's decided to waddle off to Im Station. You see the base is getting owned. I think it was Heidi and PP Riddick that were doing a HM on the base for Hades. Split across to the Hades base. Nothing yet. Spig's looking after Noah, making sure he's nice and kitted up. Plenty of health. I heard a mortar go off then, but I'm not sure who it was. Enryon, Light D. Oh, have it! Snipshite, sniping, once again, the lazy like this, now known. Doing bugger all but sniping. Heavy on flag for Hades standing strong as well, that's Noah. See how Slayer's doing. No action coming in here. Is that long range turret spam again? Let's see who's doing that because I'm not actually taking out. Here he is. It's. I can't see who it is. It's like long range mortar spam, it's coming from nowhere, there he is. It's Hades Bandulu. He's trying his best to get that turret down, but every rocket he fires is a flare to counteract it, but here comes the mortar spam. Even without his spam points, he was on the move and he took that turret out. That's incredible. Bandulu should really show what he's made of. Now hitting the flag stand, Slayer steps back, gives that mortar spam some room. We should see a Hades Kappa come flying in because Bandulu is doing an incredible job to clear that flag. It's 1-0 to WRM in grabs. Not in caps. Right. Oh, there's a grab. It's WRM Mori. That's a fast grab. He's in the yellow though. He needs to pass us off. My throat is shagged. Let's hope for my throat's sake this doesn't go to a third map. He throws it off. Jammer picks it up. Jammer's nearly home. One or two Light D chasing him. He's over the hill. He gets knocked in the back. Let's see where that flank lands. It's going down towards the base of WRN. Who's going to retrieve it? Jammer picks it back up. He's naked. He needs to just jump and make this a cap. Here it comes. He's going to make the cap. Heavy on flag caps. That were... Who capped in the end? It was the heavy on flag WRN Slayer. That makes it 1-0 to WRN on the base map. Beggars run. This is going to go to Euro 2 Pandemonium if this goes any further. And the well-worked cap from WRN passed through to about two or three people. Hades with all this mortar spam from long range is doing its job, but there's no cappers to follow up as of yet. WRN not bothering with all this fancy spam. They're just doing the old disc spam, moves the heavy on flag out of the way, and then they're off and away making the grabs, making the caps. Here comes some loving for Slayer, but quickly he takes care of whoever just flew at him. I'm going to watch Hades Noah this time, see how they're going to move him. Let's see. Oh, someone making a grab. Rossnelli, but the turret! Incredible, there's thousands of them. Well, maybe two or three, a slight exaggeration, but they're doing the job. I can spot about five or six landspike turrets. Let's have a look at the base. WM Shikali has just popped into the Hades base. He's taken out every inventory station. Have some of that Hades. Taking that to you. Alright, let me just check how many we got in here. 35 bloody listeners on for Thursday. That's not too bad. Let's flick through to Hades' channel and see if he's doing any lame spam on this. He's taking care of the heavy O that's snuck into the Hades base. I'm not sure who that is actually. Let me just find out who it is. Well, someone was turtling inside of the Hades base. I'm not sure who that was. Here comes some mortar spam. I think this is from WRN this time. Yeah, WRN, that Marky Thunder or a bloke that I can't bloody pronounce. It was... where is he? WRN M1K3RO. We'll call him Mikaro. That's probably right, actually. It's 102 to WRM, 1 to Hades. WRN making that uber grab count. Heavy on flag standing strong. That's Slayer. Flick through to the Hades base. Noah standing strong as well. The Hades base turret's just been taken out despite all the flares that have been going off. Some wrists have just been owned as well. It looks like Noah's actually on his own. There's no like D. He's taking some flak from grenades and heavy O and God knows what else. Oh, that is nasty. WM Jammer grabbing, and then a mortar just landed in the flag. I'm not sure who did it, but he couldn't get out in time. He got owned by, I think he got team killed by his own, by a mortar that just randomly came out of nowhere. It's still 103 to 1 WRN's favour. This is the second map. WRN base. Same situation, base turret down, sensors up, one or two turrets. Slayer standing strong, one or two health packs being thrown out by Brio, who's the turret monkey for WRM. Let's see. Look at Brosmelli, I think he's going to be coming in for the cap. Any time now. Let's flick through the Hades team. Keep an eye on Brosmelli because I get the feeling he's the one doing the main bulk of the caps. He's disc spamming at the moment. And O sniping. He's been spotted as well, that's the only problem. Let's flick through the WRM base as well, see if we've got any see if we've got any cappers coming in. Slayer holding up strong as well. Makuro base D. WRM Jammer is ready to grab, he's waiting for that call. Let's have a look what sort of route he's taking a second. Yeah, kind of like the average basic route. Turret side first. Yeah, turret side of the base, he passes first. Still well. Let's flip through him again, see if he's started yet. Start his route. Jammer's just started his... no he hasn't. I'm gonna wait and watch Jammer for a second. I don't want to see this route going, and I got a nice demo view of it, so this would be nice to go off on t2demos.com. 103 to WRM, 1 to Chano in grabs. Here goes Jammer. Let's keep an eye on him. Nice and high. He's, tell a lie, he's gone over the sensor side first. I think he's just distracting for the Kappa. Let's flick away from him and see if any grabs can, real grabs. Jammer, Mika TKing Jammer with a spin fuser. Not sure how that happened. Mortar spam coming in. Grab and drop from Hades Cold Lizard. Not really very effective grab. 2 HO from Hades flying in now. From WRM, sorry. Mikaro and Okinate. The two I cannot pronounce. Oh, nice. Okay, Okinate, whatever. It gets hit by 3 spike turrets, 2 shotguns, and gets taken out before he even gets near the base. Mikaro now moving the Evian flag for the Kappas. Somebody got away at that. It was Mori, but he's got body blocked from... Oh, that's a shame. I feel sorry for him. He got body blocked just as he was about to leave that little flag stand cover kind of thing. Got pushed to the side by the Hevion flag. Did enough to move him though to get the grab in there. This is what Hades aren't doing at the moment. It's 104-2. My god. This is going to go to Euro Pandemon, Euro 2 Pandemon. Like I said, flipping hell. Jammer, nice grab. No heavy on flat. He got the right calls. He kills Spigs on the way. He's green all the way. Nothing. Someone stupidly tries to mid-air him rather than chain him. He's been sniped. Deathstorm snipes and chains him. Let's see where that flag landed. I can't actually see it. There it is. That's going to get retrieved by the looks of it. Unless someone can pick it up. Ooh, Hades Deathstorm just in the nick of time. That was 2/3 of the way here, and that could have been number 2 for WRM. My god, my lungs are like peanuts. I can't get any air. Alright, let me take a step back. Alright, Mikaro, WRM, moving the heavy on flag. WRM wants some quick re-grabs in here as well by the looks of it. 3 mortars popped onto Noah's head. He's still quite healthy though. It's 105-2 WR's favour. This is Beggar's Run. Second map for number 1 on the 14 versus 14 base ladder. Oh, Jammer lucky again. Shoots Noah out of the way, but just gets nudged into it. There's a grab for Hades. That was Brosmelli. Slayer taking him out. Slayer being the heavy on flag. My throat is raped. Supposedly Hades are lulling them into a false sense of security before they bring the win. Bring the ownage. By the looks of it, I don't think they're going to get a cap away from that heavy on flag. Although, saying that, the Hades heavy on flag is dead. But the trouble is, the flag is tucked around the corner because it's in the field. Yeah, there you go. Then Noah's just waddled back. Let's have a look at Slayer, the heavy on flag. WRM have no flag heavy on flag at the moment, which Cold Lizard tried to take advantage of. But Mika is there to cover Slayer's back and does the job and kills Cold Lizard. It's 106-4. Base turrets. The WRM is down. They're not really too bothered by it unless the turret monk is more busier doing something else. Some mortar spam landing nowhere near the base. It's like 5 mortars flew over from Hades. Oh, I'm glad I got that on demo. Slayer just moved out of the way of this spam because he thought it was going to hit him. Stood on top of the little flag stand cover, and this mortar randomly hit him out of nowhere. Random spam from like the other side of the base. This is like near base to base spam from somewhere. I'm not sure who was doing this. My god, that was nice spam. I think it was Chano. Base to base spam sighting. I'm watching Cold Lizard, who's just grabbed. He's in the green, but he's gonna quickly get mowed down by the looks of it, because if he doesn't get over this hill, he gets down the hill. Let's see who grabs. He just overshoots Brosmelli. WRM able to retrieve. Oh no, Enryon grabbing. This could be the first grab for Hades if Enryon can get away with this. Amazing crossfire. Loads and loads of chasers. Nothing really seems to be hitting him. He throws it to himself and then drops it. Somebody catches it. Mori grabs. Little Boots catches. Mori in the better of the two situations. He's yellow. But Enryon has the flag at home. This could be a cap for Hades. But Mori needs to get this home as well, so he's kind of technically safer than he already is. No pressure on Enryon. All WRM teams seem to concentrate on Mori, who needs some help. He's got chasers all over the show. He passes it off. I'm watching Emery at the moment. He's in the green. Nothing against him. Duck Tater is popping into his base. It looks like he's going to turtle. Or is he just going to repair? He needs some help. He passes off to the heavy O Slayer. The heavy on flags just picked out. They're going to turtle. Emrion in light versus a HO. I think WM are. Yeah. Heavy on flag in the base. Emrion light D outside. All he has is a shock lad. A mortar narrowly missing him. I couldn't see who's doing that because of fucking white out fucking things. He's tucked on the back hill with him station. He's quite safe. Let's have a look at the situation of Slayer. Slayer's actually in his base with a repair pack and a shield pack readily available to him. No pressure on Emrion either. This could be the longest standoff from the Beggars going. There's 9 minutes left. It's 108-5. Here comes some O-sniping. Aiming solely at Emrion. Ooh, that was close. Emrion dropped down. Chano was left again. Emrion dropped down. That's one less cover for Emrion. Emrion getting O-sniped. He's midway in the green. He's got nowhere to go. Someone's going to take him out in a second. There's no in the stations apart from that. Oof, more grenades bouncing all over him. He's doing laps around his base. He passes it off to Deathstorm, who's going to do the same thing. This is going to be a flag turtling last 9 minutes. But WRM have the HO. On Kinect's tide dropping down. Was taken out by Deathstorm's mortar. Deathstorm is the one turning him for Hades. WRM Slayer is the one turning for him. Oh god. They've got Brio setting up turret for Slayer as well in the base. Oh my god. Oh my god, this is shocking. This is shocking. Standoff. Let's have a look at the situations. Hades Deathstorm, bottom of his base, shield pack, plasma rifle, one WRM flag, but now there's some heavy O in there. Popping the mortars away, but not doing enough to really harm Deathstorm in any way. Although, if you want, Deathstorm's decided to waddle off and put a mine there. Let's have a look at WRM Slayer. Shield pack, plasma rifle, but he's got the advantage of having turrets around him and a repair pack readily available. And one Hades flag. Deathstorm passing and picked it up and put it back on his back and oh my god, I'm gonna try and make the standoff as lovely as I can. Deathstorm deciding to pop up. Bad idea. The heavy O from WRM are in that base. They are close. There's a HD in the base and a HD defending the flag. This could be very hard for WM to get past. Hades shouldn't be doing what they're doing. They're sitting back, they're defending the flag. They should be attacking Slayer. Nothing near him at the moment. They've got two levels to get past. Brio, the turret monkey, repairing Slayer, who's not really that damaged, but the heavy over from Hades is just getting in that base, trying to troop M. It needs to be Riddick, sorry, for Hades, trying to get up. Trying to get it up, unlucky son. Ooh, what happened there? Oh, Deathstorm gets annihilated by WRM's Hades grenade. Oh, Hades WRM retreat, here comes number two. No! You muppet! What happened there? Both flags on the WRM flag stand. Don't it eventually scores. It's 2-0, WRM taken advantage and of their readily available HO. They have the HO constantly pouring into their Hades base and eventually being able to retrieve by WRM Hades. Ironically, Hades taken retrieving. My god, right, we're gonna get back to this normal nice game. You've got the lameness of Hades' tank capping, not tank capping, tank spammage, and now we've got the lameness of the turtle back into the game. 2-9 to 6 in WRM's favour. By the looks of it, this is going to go to Euro 2 Pandemonium. Rosmeni's grabbing straight at the red, and there's 5 minutes left on the clock. Oh my! Pardon moi! 40 listeners, have some of that. Very popular cast today, actually. Caps flying all over the place. I'm looking at Hades called a lizard who's halfway and there's nothing. No light D. One's just caught up with him. There goes a flare. He's passed it off. Who's going to pick that up? It's just roll past Hades Viper. Hades Viper gets the there's a little flag nearly going on at the moment. A few people grab and drop. It's just rolled down the hill. Five people chasing. Who's going to get the most out of this? It's like flipping Team Rabbit. Snipshit picking up for Hades. He's away. He's done well there to get away from that melee of everything. Snipshit's going to come in a grab. There's only one, two, three. Oh, only. He's going to make the grab. This is going to be 2-1. The game is on. 2-1 in WM's favour. There's still 4 minutes left on the clock. Hades are not losing by grabs either if they get this cap. I think as a rule state, Hades will win it if this map is a draw. I'm not sure if it goes to third or not. Oh, fuck it. We'll see in a minute. Here comes the HO from WRM. Who is it? It's Nick Hap. Freaking state his name probably. We're going to watch the heavy on flag for WRM Slayer. The person who just turtled. Yes, that's right, turtled. But cold lizard. There he comes again. Oh, so lucky. He gets taken up by Slayer right in the back. The heavy on flag. He bounced over. Cold lizard bounced over Slayer. Supposedly that flag is secure. Oh, two or three people getting owned. Oh, what's going on? A few grabs and a few drops. They're trying to make the flag secure. Hades desperate for this second grab and second cap. In the meantime, WM Jammers just grab then drops. Oh my god. Oh, we're going to watch WRM Hades, the person who retrieved that flag for WRM when it sat stand on. It's 2-1-1 to 108 in WRM's favour. This is going to go to Euro 2 Pandemonium, number one game for the 14 versus 14 base ladder. WRM could go number one for the first time, I do believe, if they win Euro 2 Pandemonium. By the looks of it, WRM are the better of the two the maps without vehicles. I can't remember off the top of my head. If Pandemonium has vehicles or not, I'm not quite sure. In the meantime, Hades Brosnelli's made that most important grab for Hades and dropping. Mori doing the same thing, both dropping. 3 minutes left on the clock, 2-1-2 to 109. Hades need to make this second cap to stop it, hopefully, from going to Euro 2 Pandemonium. My throat is owned! Well, I'm going to keep on going though, because 42 listeners on a Thursday have some of that fireproof U-Gimp. Pandemonium has no vehicles, Adros just told me, so WRM have the advantage, supposedly. I'm not sure, they've just over-practiced this map, because they are, in my opinion, better at the non-vehicle maps than Hades. WRM, the Arkinero again, grabbing an HO and patting off some of that flag gets retrieved. WM Moore is just grabbed, but some turrets are going to take him out. Oh no, snitch it. The lazy light D is just taking him out with a laser. Yeah, have a look at the... Oh, where's the heavy on flag? Starving Papa from WRM has just grabbed it ahead of his speed. Kind of like a front to grab. I'm not sure how he managed it. A right angle disc jump. He gets killed. He drops it. Oh, it's 2-1-3 to 1-1-0. WRM need to get the grabs just in case the Hades do manage that cap. You can never be too safe. 1 minute 52 left on the clock. Still time for Hades to make this grab. I'm going to flick through to the WRM base Slayer. Oh, there's some heavy O spam. Ooh, I think he's going to be dead in a minute if this heavy on flag keeps coming in. Cold Lizard grabbing. He gets stuck in the little... Oh my life, how did he get away with that? He bounced off the heavy on flag, came back out the way he came. But True Pen, the awareness, takes him out. Oh. We got some bitching going on this ESN, half Hades, half WRM. This map looks like it's going to get a WRM. It's 2-1-3 to 1-1-1, pretty even apart from that one cap. 1 minute 13 left on the clock. No one with the flag at the moment, both at the base. Oh no, sorry, the WRM flag is in the field. Mori grabbing, he's got time to make a third cap. He's in the green. 60 seconds. He's not in the green. 60 seconds as you've just heard. Hopefully you've just heard it. He's in the yellow, he needs to pass us off to really make this game safe for WRM and just bring the game to Hades. He's dropped in the field, who's picked it up? Brosnelli's just grabbed for Hades and Jammers has picked it up. He's not going to go very far, he needs to throw it over the hill like he just did. Where's that flag gone? Has it gone over the hill? Where am I? The Hades Factor Cure. Sorius just grabbed it for Hades.
30 seconds.
30 seconds left on the clock. Someone needs to make a cap. Obviously. Who's just picked up that? Hades Deathstorm nearly out of bounds. They're going to leave that flag there, I do believe. WRM. No, they're not. WRM Troop M retrieves. Kills himself. Hades Spigs grabbing in HL. Unlucky Spigzy. Yes, that flag secure. 5 seconds left of the clock. It finishes 2-1-4 to 1-1-3. That is a good game. Both maps so far being one cat in between. The lead scorer, Hades Snip Shite, the Lazy Like D. I'm going to leave you some music. 41 listeners. I'm going to put some music on and hope that Euro 2 Pandemonium is as close as these last two maps. My life. What a good game.